So let's review. Our shir begins at the bottom of Daf Chof Zayin Amud Beis with the Mishnah, which is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, which discussed the case of Shvuya, a captured woman, and concluded Ve'ein Nemon Adam Al Yidei Atzmai. She's disqualified to testify for herself. Our Mishnah continues. Zok the Mishnah. Amar Rab Zechariah ben Akatzav. Hamoin Hazeh Lo Yizaza Yada Mitoich Yadi Mishasha Nichnasu Akam LiYerushalayim Ve'ad SheYatzu. Rab Zechariah ben Akatzav testified under oath that his wife was constantly at his side from when the invaders entered Yerushalayim until they left, and she wasn't violated. Therefore, she ought to be muteres labayla. Amruloi, ein adam meir al atzmai. The Chachamim responded that he's disqualified to testify for himself because this testimony is for his own benefit. Zok the Mishnah. Ve'elu ne'amonin lehoid begoidlon masherou bekoitnon. In the following cases, a mature man may testify in Beis Din about an event which he witnessed as a child. Although midoraisa edus katan posel la'achar sheneskadel, the testimony of a child is disqualified even after he has matured. However, the Gemara explains that the following cases only deal with Yisuei d'Rabbanon and Himnuhu Rabbanon b'd'Rabbanon. The Chachamim have the ability to initiate that he is eligible to testify after he has matured regarding matters that are mid'Rabbanon. The Mishnah begins to list. Number 1. Ne'mon Odom Loimar Zeksav Yodoy Shel Abba V'Zeksav Yodoy Shel Rebbe V'Zeksav Yodoy Shel Achi. He can validate the signature of a document by testifying that these are his father's, Rebbe's, or brother's signatures, which he observed while he was a katan, because kiyum shtaris midrabbanon. The Chachamim initiated the requirement for kiyum shtaris, v'himnu rabbanon bidrabbanon. Zochor ha'yisi b'ploinis sheyotza b'hinuma v'roisha perua. He may testify that a woman got married as a besula, and is entitled to a full ksuba of 200 zuz by saying that he remembers as a child that she got married under a canopy, and her hair was uncovered. Although midoraisa, testimony of shnei edim ksheirim is required to be moitzi mamoin to extract money from a muchzik, and the husband is the one who possesses the money. However, roiv nashim besulois nisois, since the majority of women marry as besulois, gilui milso ba'almahu, his testimony is only necessary to include her in the roiv, and does not need to be a legitimate testimony. V'shehoya ish ploini yoitza mibeis ha-sefer litvoy lechel betruma. He may testify that a person is a kohen to confirm his eligibility for truma by recalling that as a child a person would leave yeshiva to immerse himself for eating truma. Or, v'shehaya chaylik imanu al ha-gayren, he recalls that this person would join us in accepting truma in the fields. The Gemara points out that his testimony is only accepted for truma midrabbanon, v'himnu rabbanon bidrabbanon. The Gemara also explains that there is no concern that he was a possible Eved Kayin, a Kayin servant, who is eligible to eat Truma, because first of all, an Eved does not attend the yeshiva, because Asher la'adam she'ilamid es avdei Torah, one is prohibited to teach Torah to an Eved. And second of all, the Mishnah follows the opinion that ein chalkin Truma la'eved ela im kein rabbi imay. We don't distribute Truma to an Eved without his master being present. The Mishnah continues, v'hamokim hazeh beis ha'pras. He may testify that a field is tahar mitumas meis by saying that he recalls from his childhood the exact boundaries of the Beis HaPras and the areas beyond it are tahar because Beis HaPras de Rabbanon v'himnu Rabbanon b'drabbanon. Let's explain. A kever ha-meis, a burial plot containing a deceased, is metama ba'oil, transmits tumah to one passing above it. However, atzmais ha-meis, the bones of a deceased that are kishir se'oira, equals the size of a grain of barley, are only metame b'mago b'masa, transmit tuma only through carrying or carrying. However, atzmeis ha-meis, the bones of a deceased that are kishir se'ira, equals the size of a grain of barley, are only metame b'mago b'masa, transmit tuma only through contact or carrying. If the atzmeis are less than kisa'ira, there's no tuma at all. If a sada sheyesh boi kever, a field containing a mace, was nechrash, plowed, it's considered a beis ha-pras, and midoraisa einoi metame, because there's no chshash tuma, since we could assume that the atzmeis ha-meis were shattered by the plow to pieces of pachis mikisa oira. However, midrabbanon beis ha-pras metame kishir hoileches ha-machresha. The Chachamim initiated that it is metame within a radius of 100 amas of the kever, which is the limit to which a plow transfers earth, because there's a concern for etzem kisa oira in the plowed area. Ve'ad kan hoyinu bon b'shabes. He may establish the limits of Tchum Shabbos by testifying that he recalls as a child walking until this spot on Shabbos, because the Mishnah follows the opinion that Tchum in Derabbanon, Vehimnu Rabbanon b'Derabbanon. The Mishnah continues, Avol ein Adam Nemon Loimar Derech Choyel Ploini b'Mokim Hazeh. He's not eligible to testify that someone possessed a path through another person's field. Or, Mai Meru Mispeid Choyel Ploini b'Mokim Hazeh, that he possessed a mourning area in another person's field because Shnei Edim Ksheirim are required to be Moitzi Mamoin to extract money. The Gemara mentions a Braisa which discusses a Machlaikis in a case of Imhoya Akum v'Niskayer, if a Gentile who converted can testify about an Issa D'Rabbanon that he witnessed while he was still a Gentile, or in a similar case of Eved V'Nishtacher, a servant who was freed, thereby becoming a Yisrael. Tanakama Sovar Einem on him. They're not eligible to testify because Kivan Da'akumhu Lo Yavidayik. They did not make an accurate observation at the time because as a Gentile they had no intention to testify. V'Yochanan Ben Broiko Eimer Nemonin. They are eligible to testify because Kivan the Daite Ligure made the Kavidayik. They did make an accurate observation because they had intentions of converting. Hazrin Allah Isha Shenes Armula. We have Baruch Hashem completed the second parak of Masechta Ksubis and we'll begin the third parak Elu Nairis in the next year Be'ezus Hashem.